Start again.
Listen, Lisa. Sorry, everyone. Okay, welcome to our special council meeting number 2 for Wednesday the 8th of May, due to commence at 5 p.m. I'd like to declare the meeting open at 5:04 and respectfully acknowledge the Gadiyara people whose land we're on for this meeting this afternoon, respectfully acknowledging the contribution of Gadiyara leaders past, present and future in all working together for the future city of Port Hedland. Welcome.
Welcome again, madam.
Okay, item 2, recording of attendance and apologies as listed. Apologies nil. 2.3, approved leave of absence nil. Item 3, public time. I'm not going to read the disclaimer again, but that same important note does apply. 3.1, public question time. I'd like to declare public question time open at 5:04. Are there any public questions, Mr. Weir?
Good evening. As most of you are aware, the town of Port Hedland, along with BHP, have sponsored a Gadiyara carnival for over 10 years in the town there. And typically, at the farewell function of that event, council is in attendance, but actually been able to advertise that we'll be holding the next one next year. Under this policy, it appears that we have to apply for funding during the financial year, with no guarantee that it's actually going to be there. I've got to go to the publishers of Rolls WA as early as September and let them know that we want a full page ad in the paper in the November issue, because the people that attend these carnivals start planning their holidays usually before Christmas. And I'm just wondering how this is going to work in with this new policy.
Yeah, so Mr. Weir, the Premier Regional Lawn Bowls event, that is the Badari Bowls Carnival.
Yep.
So that's as listed there. Certainly, in the officer's recommendation, there is a contribution that has been suggested there for council consideration tonight.
Yep.
And certainly council can change that, and certainly there is an alternate resolution that's proposing something different that councillors can consider as well. So we're obviously looking to support something. We still value and very value that event. It is a great event. I know many of the councillors do attend both the welcome and the closing events. So all I can say is that tonight you'll hear the discussion and the debate, and be able to see what our contribution is from there. So then it would be as per the next period of up to 3 years. So it's not expecting you to write in every year. Whatever the decision is, we'll take from here. Do you want to add anything else, Director?
To the Chair, Madam Mayor, so that it's clear, with the proposed policy, the part when Council previously advertised the applications for annual communities, so tax debit, the policy contains things that have already previously been decided by Council.
Mm-hmm.
Then separate to that, we've had the annual community applications for support, which have been a year on an annual basis, as it says. With the partnership program in the proposed policy, that is new,
mm-hmm.
And for the first time proposed to include that annual application for community support. So if policy is adopted by Council, the intention when we go to advertising this time round immediately after this meeting is that we would be making it clear that groups can apply for up to 3 years, and then that information would come back, be decided by Council as part of the budget process, and then whatever is decided as part of the budget process would be included in the policy. So any group, whether it's the Bowls or anybody else, could basically through that process apply for up to 3 years, and then Council would then make that decision on the basis of all of the applications that they get.
These events that are listed, like the Ninja Ninja Festival, that's saying a particular amount for particular 3 years. They don't need to apply again, isn't it?
They don't need to apply again. So what we've basically done in relation to the policy is assuming that for those events, that new policy, that support starts from now.
So that is...
So that their support is for the next 3 years.
So that's applicable for the Premier Regional Lawn Bowls, which is the Badari Bowls Carnival.
That's right. In this instance, the only thing that the club might, depending upon what council decide in terms of the dollar amount, the club might decide to apply for it.
To ask for more. Okay. All right. Does that make sense?
The other ambiguity I've got here,
yep.
On page 23, that lower table, the director of budget, it says, financial support will be provided, maximum 10,000 annually for a period of 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then directly underneath, in the council support column for the regional lawn bowls, it says maximum of 5,000.
Yeah, so I know it's a little bit confusing. So on the first table, that provides the in-kind assistance and fee waiver support. So that relates to committee support, advertising, photocopying, fax, postage. Then when you look at the second table, which is a bit sort of messy, it is under the words, the table below identifies financial support. That table there then provides an officer's recommendation of providing sponsorship to the event of a maximum of $5,000 annually for a period of 3 years. Hence the notional value is 15,000, which is the 3 years of five, if that makes sense.
It's got maximum of 10,000 annually.
So, Madam Mayor, through the Chair, the partnership program suggests that the maximum contribution is $10,000 per year.
Yep.
In relation to the policy, what's recommended is that that contribution to the bowls is 5,000.
Yeah, as listed. So it can be anyone in this table could have a value up to 10, but it's been assigned a different value in this. It could be to a maximum of 10. Here it's been given a notional value of 5. But please wait and please stay and see the discussion and the consideration of the item. Yeah. Are there any further public questions? Okay, I declare public question time closed at 5:10. Okay, public statement times. Are there any public statements? Okay, I declare public statement time closed. Question item 4, questions from members without notice. Deputy Mayor.
Nothing here.
Councillor Gillingham.
Nothing, thanks.
Councillor Hooper.
Thank you.
Councillor Carter. Councillor Jombach. Councillor Jacob. Councillor Hunt. Councillor Taylor.
Yes, please, Madam Mayor. I just had a question. As the weather's cooling down and people are starting to get more active and think about doing a bit more sport now, it's cool enough to think about it. I was just wondering if an update could be provided on the Move at Headland program that the council's providing.
I think the director can assist with that.
Thank you for the question, through the Chair. The Move at Headland program, I guess, is a series of events. The feature events which have been happening is the Move at Headland and the exercise program that's been running. We've had 80 people enrol in the program. I think they're now, the last event hasn't happened, it's sometime this week.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been having on average 60 people coming along to each of the nights, to the point where we're now in discussion with the YMCA. It's been that successful, we're in discussion with the YMCA about how we can have that program continue. Beyond what we've currently done. Now, it won't be, I guess, as extensive in terms of guest speakers and those types of things. We have to sort of, I guess, be a little bit more frugal in terms of the program. But how do we not just basically stop and leave those people with nothing more to do? So we're now just working with the YMCA to see how we can continue a modified version of the program on an ongoing basis.
Thank you, Councillor Taylor. Okay, item 5, declaration by members to have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper presented before us. Could I please have a show of hands? Let the records reflect 9-0, all in favour. Okay, important note, members of the public are cautioned against taking any action on council decisions on items on this evening's agenda in which they may have an interest until formal notification in writing by council has been received. Decisions made at this meeting can be revoked pursuant to the Local Government Act 1995. Item 6, reports of officers. Item 6.1.1, proposed widening of a portion of Murdoch Drive Road Reserve adjacent to lot 502 North Circular Drive, South Headland, with the officer's recommendation, page 11. Do I have any points of clarification?
Yes.
No, I've got a point of clarification. Councillor Taylor?
Just a question which hopefully isn't foolish. Given that this is a new development and the underground power is kind of the way we're going in South Headland with the underground power project, what's the requirement for overhead power lines given that project's in progress in South Headland?
Director?
Good question. Through the Chair, my understanding is that there's currently the overhead power lines, and there's always going to be a need for an easement for power, regardless of its overhead or underground. So this is a sliver of land that was identified through the subdivision process that WAPC approved to be identified as PAW. In retrospect, it should have always been identified as part of the road. It's a silly situation where you have a road and a PAW right next to it. The PAW usually goes in between properties as such, and so this is just rectifying.
It's a bit of a rezoning thing.
Sorry?
It's a bit of a renaming of it kind of thing.
Yeah, it's just justifying the subdivision plan to show it as a road rather than as a pedestrian access way.
Okay.
Any further points of clarification? Mm-hmm. Anyone? I have a mover in Councillor Carter, seconder in Councillor Jacob. Do I have any against? Motion carried 9-0. Okay, item 6.3.1, policy 6-003, community funding and donations, adoption of, in brackets, revised policy. Director of Community Development, do you want to say anything at the outset? Sorry, actually, I'll just take that back. I've got some declarations.
Do you have any clarifications, if I may, regarding item 6.3.1 with regard to this matter? I interclose that I have an association with the applicant as a consequence that there may be a perception that my impartiality on the matter may be affected. I declare that I will concede this matter on its merits and vote accordingly regarding the item, including the Pilgrim Music Festival.
Madam Mayor, with regards to item 6.3.1, community funding and donations policy, I suppose that I have an impartial association with the applicant as a consequence, and maybe a perception that my impartiality on the matter may be affected. I declare that I will consider this matter on its merit and vote accordingly in relation to the Mingle Mob Youth Involvement Council item listed in the table.
Madam Mayor, I also have a wish to declare impartiality on item 6.3.1. With regard to item 6.3.1, I disclose that I have an association with the applicant. As a consequence, there may be a perception that my impartiality on the matter may be affected. I declare that I will consider the matter on its merits and vote accordingly, as I am a member of Sir Optimus, one of the groups named.
Right. I'd like to make a declaration as well in regards to item 6.3.1. I would like to declare that I have memberships or associations with the Port Hedland Golf Club, Care for Hedland Environmental Association, the South Hedland Bowling Club and the Youth Involvement Council. I'd like to declare an impartiality interest in all those groups. I declare that I have an association with those groups. As a consequence, there may be a perception that my impartiality on the matter may be affected. I declare that I will consider this matter on its merits and vote accordingly. Any other declarations?
Yes, I'd like to declare an impartiality declaration with regard to this item. I disclose that I have an association with, and that is the one that is the Minister's Fraternal, which actually should be Minister's Fellowship.
Thank you. Any other declarations?
Yes, if I could please, Mayor. In regard to item 6.3.1, I disclose that I have an association with the applicant, the Port Hedland Chamber of Commerce. As a consequence, there may be a perception that my impartiality on the matter may be affected. I declare that I will consider this matter on its merits and vote accordingly.
Right. Any other declarations?
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. I would also declare based on that for the interest in this item. Next, regarding to the Port Hedland Pub. Item 6.3, I disclose that I'll have an association with the applicant. As a consequence, there may be a perception that my impartiality on the matter may be affected. I declare I'll consider this matter on its merits and vote accordingly.
Thank you. Any other declarations of interest? All right. Sorry, Director of Community Development, I was going to let you speak.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I guess the key focus of the policy review has been to improve the independent sustainability of the community groups that are applying for funding. And with that in mind, for the first time, we've included a partnership program, which gives the opportunity for council to support events and activities for a period of time, proposed to be for a set period of time, so that over that period of time the groups can, I guess, grow to a point with their event or with their activity where they're no longer reliant upon council's funding, and then that funding can then be given to another group. So it's almost like this evolving sort of support. And we certainly have seen that happen with a number of events in the community. So the intention with the policy, as I've mentioned earlier in answering the question, if it's approved by council tonight, and we've also included the annual request program within the policy for the first time. So the intention, if it's adopted by council, is to advertise that fact that funding is available on a continuing basis through the donations application process that's decided by the Audit and Finance Committee and then Council. So that still remains in place. But on top of that, we'd be seeking applications from community groups for support for up to 3 years. That would then come back to Council, and as part of the budget process would be decided by Council in terms of what receives funding on the basis of all of the priorities, on the priorities of all of the applications that we receive. And then that would be captured as part of the policy. For those events or activities that are already supported as part of the policy, we've made the assumption that that support starts from now. So that's why in the policy is reflected for a subsequent 3 years.
Director Corporate, you look like you wanted to say something.
through the Chair, I guess we're putting together the budget for next year and having just gone through most of the meetings of this quarter's budget review, I'm concerned that we seem to be continually essentially providing the community with things that we just can't afford.
Mm-hmm.
I'm adding up everything that the potential recommendation might look at, including rates concessions, obviously the reduction in child interest pools, the RFDS waiver of landing fees, and we're up nearly $400,000 aimed, I guess, community contributions, if you like. As it stands already, we have a corporate business plan we know we can't afford, and having to revise that. We've got a workforce plan we very clearly can't afford, and we're going to be pulling back next year's budget extremely significantly in the millions. And I just feel that things like this don't help when we're trying to come to a sustainable position.
Yep, thank you for that advice. That's appreciated, and councillors will take it on board. So, councillors, we have an officer's recommendation. I've also put forward an alternate recommendation with a new part one. Part two and three remain as is. I'd like to move my alternate part one. With
a clarification, yep. If I may. On your page 22, Madam Mayor, when the ongoing basis, the fee waiver support that will be provided on an ongoing basis,
mm-hmm.
Does that mean that the notional value is only the value of that fee waiver? Or when it's saying the waiving of the fees of a venue, which would add up more to, for example, with the music festival, mm-hmm. $1,000.
Would be more than 1,000?
It would be more than much more than 1,000. If you're using a venue for a week, it would mm-hmm. be, So I'm just wondering, could you please get clarification on what the $1,000 actually is there with council support, for example, on the music festival?
I guess it is venue and that photocopying and administrative support.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So in developing the policy, previously we've had waivers of fees and in-kind contributions that effectively haven't been costed. And then that money's been taken out of the discretionary part of the donations pot, which is part of the reason why the money ran out earlier than we had anticipated. So for the first time, we've tried to put a notional value to some of the fee waivers and in-kind contributions. Now, obviously, where we've set a, particularly in relation to venue usage, how quickly that money goes will be dependent upon which venue's hired.
Mm.
Obviously, Wanangaroo Stadium comes at a different cost than a meeting room at J.D. Hardy Youth Centre. So where there's an amount, within the policy, which is too low, then I guess quite happy to consider making that more accurate. But
so it needs
very
to
difficult.
Change.
We had to make some assumptions about some values.
So does it need to change now, or if you were to change it when you find out the price of the venue is more, how would it best be done?
Well, I'm suggesting that if council are comfortable with the process during the budget that I explained earlier, we would probably try and make any changes at that point, and therefore the final sort of table that we adopt then is completely correct.
I've just got a...
Up to you, Councillor Gillingham.
It says on the same point. So using the example of the Pilbara Music Festival, if they get $1,000 worth of in-kind support, if that hire ran out, would they then need to buy 2 more days' worth of room hire if they used up the $1,000?
Potentially, because that would be the amount that was allocated within the budget.
I can't find anywhere in the original documentation the Nickelbaugh Youth involvement of $15,000. It's on your amendment, I can't see it on the original one.
No, it wasn't on there, so I've added it in.
Right.
Yep. If people are supportive of that. So last year we did a one-off donation of $20,000. My view is that it's an essential service that's well needed in South Hedland, particularly the issues we've got with the water park and other facilities. And I think this contribution would assist them in being able to get their sustainability and being able to run on an ongoing basis. So it's just a proposal.
Have you got the amount of the amended involvement for the budget for the alterations to your dunce was compared to the register?
Yes, so it certainly does add more. So in the sense of if you don't count the in-kind or venue hire support in terms of Relay for Life using the Oval,
aspect.
In terms of just purely financial, looking at changing the Badari Bowls Carnival contribution from $5,000 annually to $12,000, so that's a difference of $7,000. $7,000 over 3 years is $21,000. Just 1 year? Okay. Thought you were testing out my maths. Right. So then Australia Day, just a difference of $500 there with the Sir Optimus event to include the cost of tickets for distinguished guests. With the Ninja Ninja Festival, that change there is just that usually the Ninja Ninja is held biannually, like every second year, so just put in there for and or a period of 3 events, in case they don't do 3 events in that period of time, but I know they are looking to change things. And with the Mingle Mob, $15,000 per year, so that's just $15,000, but over 3 years it's $45,000. Which is still in line with, some of the community donations we have been giving out in the past. But this is a proposal that I've put forward. I'd like to move it. If anyone would like to second it, then it can be considered. Councillor Carter, are there any against? Any points of clarification? Everyone's happy at this stage? I've got a mover and a seconder. Any against?
Yeah.
Yep. Speaker four? I'd like to speak for. I just think the adding in of the Port Hedland Golf Club Pro-Am Open events, they have said that the money part is something that they don't need as much. They are an established 20-year competition, but because they have only 2 staff and from time to time equipment breakdown, that perhaps in the lead up to an event, if a tractor blows out 2 days before the event, they may need some in-kind support from our Parks and Gardens team. With the community clean-up events, we already have a system where tip fees generally are waived to the skip bin providers. I guess this is just showing council's support and contribution towards community clean-up events. With the Port Hedland Pony Club pre-season preparations, the Pony Club do approach us generally each year, and they... a lot of other reserves that are used by various sporting and other groups do get that quite regular maintenance. They're just looking at having an annual slash treatment. They're just putting in there about the Australia Day YMCA, free entry for Gratwick Aquatic Centre and for Shack Aquatic Centre, so that it wasn't left out. Relay for Life is an event that I feel has become like our Black Rock Stakes, and it is an annual fixture in our calendar now. So just like we do with big events, the provision of 20 extra bins and letting them use the Oval facility, and just a waiver of stall fees. I know last year I was involved in a soup stall, so I know there's lots of soup stalls and sausage sizzles and things down there. With the Anzac Day ceremony, just the deletion of the use of the council chambers, and with the financial support for events, I think the Badari Bowls Carnival needs and requires and is rightly deserving of more contribution than $5,000 a year. I think it should be $12,000. the income of the caravanners and the grey nomads that make it a regular fixture in their trip, and our tourism, you know, we're quite keen to support tourism and tourism development opportunities, and I see it as being an important part of our tourism calendar. We've already touched on the Sir Optimus, and I think the Mingle Mob. The Mingle Mob is a service that we did see discontinued for a period due to their lack of funding. It's unfortunate that it's a very much needed service, but seems to slip through the gaps and no one ever wants to fund it and support it. It can't attracts minimal state support, doesn't get any federal government support. We're now seeing vending machines broken at our water park, tin sprinklers kicked off. I think if we can support youth engagements and diversionary programs, then that's a small contribution that might help save us some money in the long term. So that's my speaking for.
Can I just clarify a couple of things? The Australia Day bringing through the Great Weekend Shack is covered by the YMCA contract, so I'm not quite
so sure it doesn't need to be
under this table.
All right.
And separately, councils, separate resolutions, that's probably an omission from this table, but they've already resolved previously to support the Relay for Life event for 3 years for $5,500 a year.
Yep.
So that probably just needs.
Well, it wasn't in the agenda.
That's what I'm saying, it's probably an omission.
So 3 years.
It was a resolution of council and is in the budget, so it's probably just an
Three years.
Last.
And how much?
$5,500 a year.
$5,500. Seconder, are you happy with that?
Yes,
thank you. Okay, speaker against?
So I just had a point of clarification. So was that in-kind support for the Relay for Life, or was that?
Yeah, it's in the in-kind.
It's in-kind.
That was it.
Speaker against?
Whilst I agree with everything you said, and wonderful, you know, it's just wonderful to be able to support all these groups, and we certainly do. I don't think that the council are in a financial position to increase it. Mm-hmm. Certainly continue it at the amount, and you know, we're having a meeting tonight to explain the rates, and this would just blow it out a little bit more. We need to be financially responsible. The figures that are given in the original agenda are quite suitable, and to keep going into the future without increasing it, with the exception, I might add, of the Mingle Mob. Yep. I do agree with the Mingle Mob there, but we can't. It's great to support these groups, but we can't keep propping them up to our own detriment.
Speaker Paul.
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. Having listened to the comment made by the Director of Finance, which I fully support, John, as you can imagine, I think I'm only looking at really two articles that have concerned me, and I think that they are very worthy items. That is the Lawn Bowls, which not only does it help as far as their clutch is concerned, but to me it's a great tourist attraction. I think any money we spend out there in the Lawn Bowls will come back. And having noticed the Mingle Mob and being involved in some of the things they do, I think they're certainly an asset. I don't think they're a liability. An asset, you'll get much more than $15,000 worth of value back to this organisation in keeping the kids off the streets. And that's the reason why I support the recommendation.
Speaker against?
I'd just like to speak against, just only wanting to, in regard to also wording with on page 23, we have patron at music festival for the Pilbara Music Festival. Should that be patron of music festival, as a policy was written for the music festival mm-hmm. a number of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And also the use of town venues with apostrophe S if mm-hmm. possible, only because of not being able to use the Civic Centre this year.
Mm-hmm.
And that if other words can be used to reflect the in-kind, for the use of the venues to the value of. I don't know how that would be able to come about, Madam Mayor,
mm-hmm.
but just to let the people around the table here know that three baby grand pianos which are in the town, each time the Pilbara Music Festival has come to the party in helping to pay for those over the years. So a lot of contribution has been made before. Mm-hmm. I know that we don't assist with the upkeep, upgrade of those. It cost the Pilbara Music Festival at least $10,000 a year to run,
mm-hmm.
And we do try and raise money to pay for costs.
Mm.
If the blowout of having to pay for venues would blow up more than $10,000, I think that the Pilgrimage Festival would probably close.
Mm.
So just to, that's only, I would like some other wording to reflect that the in-kind would be actually be taken care of,
mm-hmm.
only because it is something that for the community has actually been running for, it's its 37th year this year.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Any speaker for? Speaker against? Right of reply? I think we've all said enough. I don't know if there is opportunity to change, like if the seconder wants to change anything with the Pilbara Music Festival or...
Actually, I didn't understand exactly what Councillor Gillingham was referring to.
Mm.
Actually, what was the basis of it?
Through the chair, just that as the Pilbara Music Festival has the patron of the town of Port Hedland,
yes,
that I feel as if words could be reflected in here to say that the venues would be basically automatically an in-kind.
Oh, yes.
The only set of $1,000 notional value here, I feel as if that would totally blow out.
One,
I hate
three,
to think that
our
funds at the festival would not be able to cover the cost of in time, depending on what venues we were able to use.
Yeah.
So this year
that's
we may need to go to some venues.
This one.
That's all. I was just trying to put a little bit of a different wording in there, but.
Madam Mayor, can I just clarify that in relation to the Pilbara Music Festival?
Yeah.
The intention of the policy too is to actually, with the notional values, is to actually quarantine that as part of the budget, so
mm-hmm.
it doesn't form part of the discretionary part through the donation. Yeah. So it would work, it works if council at this point make a decision about what that notional value would be. Now, Councillor Gillingham has expressed that $1,000 wouldn't cover it.
Mm.
We can't kind of leave that. We really do need to pick a figure.
So can we put five?
I guess so.
Are you happy to second five? So happy to change it to five with the patron of and use of town venues.
Thank you.
So everything else, just to be nice and clear, as the CEO has just pointed out, so in terms of the recommendation that we've got moved and seconded at this stage is part one, adopts the Town of Port Hedland's policy 6-003, community funding donations, with the following changes to the tables. But the remainder of the policy remains as these words say, with the reflection of these changes in the table. Provides, number two, provides separate budget allocations for in-kind support fee waivers from discretionary funding in subsequent years. Three, notes the revised policy will be public advertised and previous applicants will be advised of the revised policy. In terms of the table, so just talking of the table, deleting the YMCA with the change to the Pilbara Music Festival, as said, to 5,000 instead of one, and patron of and use of town venues. Other than that, I think everything else is as per listed on here.
Again, just a clarification, Madam Mayor, if that's moving, then on page 21, which
that
contains
changes
the policy,
to 15,
that figure,
and so does the table.
Under paragraph B at the bottom of page 21,
yep.
would need to also be amended.
15, yeah. So reflects 15.
Yep.
I have a mover and a seconder. I'll put it to a show of hands now. Those in favour, a show of hands, please. Those against, a show of hands, please. Let the vote record. I've lost one person. 7-1. Thank you, councillors. That was really good to go through that. Well done, Director, in getting that policy up and running. Okay. Do I need to provide a justification for that?
Well, it was an amendment.
So that's okay. All right. 6.4.1, proposed fees and charges 2013-14, further amended fees. Councillor Taylor?
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. I had an amendment to the officer's resolution there that... in relation to the entry of children to the swimming pool, the intention of council was recorded at a previous council meeting, and that pool entry was to be $1 for children's
mm-hmm.
entry. So I'd like to amend the resolution to reflect that. So simply that the adopts a recreational facilities swimming lessons intern swimming entry fee of $1 to apply from the 1st of July.
Inclusive of GST from the 1st of July. I have a mover in Councillor Taylor. I have a seconder in Councillor Gillingham. Do I have any against?
I'm not quite sure what that amendment was. That amendment was pretty hard.
Yeah, yeah, you should be sitting up here.
What was the content of that amendment?
It was simply to, from the original recommendation was $2.60,
yeah.
Was that item, line item 173 was just missed. It was an oversight that it wasn't included in our previous council decision,
yep.
That child entry was to be a dollar.
Okay.
So,
and then number two still stays the same, endorses the advertising of that fee.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, Madam, so, yeah, sorry, just in terms of, I need to again point out,
yep.
In terms of the financial implications, that is going to again change our budget considerably,
yep.
In terms of revenue.
That $1 was already passed by Councillor Kirby's meeting.
That was for standardised entry,
yes.
Not
yes.
For the flow-on effects of other classes. So when we gave a figure, when that was being considered previously, I think the figure was $65,000, I think we indicated.
Yep.
And this will now add another $20,000 to that.
So through the chair, can I also probably just add to what the CEO has just said, that when that initial fee was an impact was presented to council, what wasn't taken into account at that time was in setting that. So the student entry fee that's adopted by council is actually linked to a number of other fees, things like a family entry, a book of 10 passes, a book of 20 passes, and membership fees. So
mm-hmm.
when the impact of that pricing was put to council previously, the impact of those fees hasn't been taken into account. So we're actually going to have to bring a subsequent report back to council to talk about the impact of making that decision of reducing that fee from $2.60 to $1, and the knock-on effect of probably up to about 15 other charges.
Mm-hmm.
So that wasn't reported at the time, and that will have an additional impact on, I guess, the revenue on top of what's already been reported.
Director, please bring it back to council.
Can I move an amendment, Madam Mayor,
mm-hmm.
that this may lay on the table, this information comes back to us?
I think we need to, we need to statutory, it's just advertising it. So let's advertise it, because we have statutory obligations. Post haste, Director, provide the report, so we can look at things in a considered manner with the full information before
Absolutely.
Us. So I have a mover in Councillor Taylor, I have a seconder in Councillor Gillingham. Are you still happy?
Yes.
Yep. Do I have anyone against?
Just advertising, that's fine.
Yep. Motion carried 8-0. Okay, item 7, late items as permitted by Chairperson Council. There are nil. Item 8, confidential items. Members of the public, we have one confidential item, 8.1, request for proposals, pretty poor caravan park responses. So we do have to consider that in confidence, but you're most welcome to remain in the foyer and then come back once that deliberation. Could I have a mover and seconder to go in confidence? Move Councillor Carter, seconded Councillor Hunt. All in favour? 8-0. Can I have a mover and seconder to come out of confidence now? Councillor Hunt, Councillor Taylor, all in favour? Yep, good work. 8-0. If you could leave it up, because I'll need to read out those. I think everything's wrong until I get to E. So everything's the same as here,
yeah,
and then I just look at E.
Until we got to E and F.
Good evening, good evening. Just to recap, Council has considered a confidential item, item 8.1, request for proposals, pretty poor caravan park responses. And the officer's recommendation with amendments was passed as follows, and I'm going to read it out. that Council 1 selects the MAC as the preferred proponent for the development of a mixed-use tourist park subject to A, a satisfactory credit valuation in the form of a business information report request carried out by Dun & Bradstreet, B, satisfactory adjustments to several aspects of the building, including but not limited to landscaping, building facades as determined by the Manager of Planning. Part C, acknowledging the MAC's recommendation for Western Australian Indigenous Tourism Operators Council to assist in identifying a suitable third party for the booking management of the caravan spaces, however, authorises the Chief Executive Officer or his delegate to put forward the recommendation for the Port Hedland Visitor Centre to be a suitable third party booking management administrators. Part D, authorising the CEO or his delegate to further refine the minor elements of the proposal and reflect those terms in the business plan where required. Then a Part E, a project timeline illustrating key milestones for the delivery of the project be included. Part F, the CEO or delegate negotiates with the MAC for the provision of a backpacker component being included in the overall development. And a Part G, the design providing a family-friendly tourist caravan park component through appropriate vegetation and landscaping. Part 2, to approve the preparation and the advertisement of a business plan for 6 weeks in accordance with Section 3.58 and 3.59 of the Local Government Act 1995, outlining the lease of a portion of Reserve 29044, Lot 300, on deposited plan 53035 for the term not to exceed 21 years for the purpose of a caravan park, subject to A, approval by the Minister for Regional Development and Lands, B, a market valuation report of the parcel of land being proposed, portion of Reserve 29044, Lot 300 on deposited plan 53035, and C, the lease will be for a term of 21 years for an annual price adjustment using the appropriate consumer price index as issued by the Australian Bureau of Statistics with no encumbrance on the land. And three, requests the Town of Port Hedland staff to report back to Council on the public submissions received as a result of the business plan and then recommend a course of action in relation to the proposed property disposition between the Town of Port Hedland and the MAC. And I believe that's all. And that was passed 8-0. So there we go. So in terms now, members of the public who have just joined us, we're just finishing off our meeting, a special council meeting. We've just considered a confidential item, and now it's item 9, closure. The date of the next meeting, so the next ordinary meeting of council is on Wednesday the 22nd of May, starting at 5:30 p.m. And members of the public are most welcome to come to any of the ordinary council meetings and special council meetings. And without any further ado, I'll declare this meeting closed at 5:58. Thank you very much, councillors and staff.